Delicious Puff Rice Cereal presents The Radio Adventures of Dottie. When we last saw our hero, she was seconds away from being engulfed by a giant fireball in the throne room / engine room of a mighty flying city. And now, today's episode, The Fiery Descent of an Empire.
Dottie? Dottie, are you all right?
Here I am, Herc. I'm fine.
Oh, thank the stars. The Ministry would not be happy to hear that I'd lost another sidekick.
Per standard field agent procedure for operating above sea level, I had my jetpack primed and ready in case of Wait, what do you mean, another sidekick?
Thankfully, most of the citizens of Stratotropolis were out committing despicable acts of air piracy. So, while their incredibly inefficient flying fortress careens into the sea... Yes, thank you, the sea. While that happened, there appear to have been no casualties.
But what about King Avum?
Oh, he was thrown pretty far in the explosion, but he got caught in midair by some kind of birdman.
Dale?
Caw!
I knew those wings weren't useless. Good work, Dale.
Caw!
So, with all souls accounted for, that wraps up the immediate concern of the explosion, and the larger concern of those air pirates, who will be forced to land someplace sensible and get jobs that don't involve lecturing people on fuel efficiency.
Yeah, that was pretty boring. I just stood there nodding my head for 10 minutes and didn't get to do anything fun.
Of course, now there's the issue of what happens to us. We're safe in the air for the moment, but we're hovering rather precariously over the Pacific, and, at the risk of getting into another long, boring lecture about fuel...
We don't have enough to fly us to safety. Yes, sir. But it's gonna be okay. My robot used his jetpack to rocket into low orbit and send a distress signal with his built-in transmitter.
Great work, Dottie, except...
What?
Well, if he's sending the signal from low orbit, that means it's probably going to be received by... Ah, nuts.
What?
That guy.
Ahoy there, fellow members of MUCUS. This is Dak Chapman speaking. I'm the captain of the mighty space-going vessel you see before you.
We know who you are, Chapman, and we're not interested.
What are you doing? Hello, Captain Chapman. It's me, Dottie.
Dottie? Yes, of course. The most valuable psychic in the entire ministry. Good to see you. Now, what can Stag Chapman do for you?
Stag Chapman can go suck eggs for all I care.
Hark! We're stranded out here over the ocean, and we'd very much appreciate being rescued, thank you.
We? Is that so?
No, it is not so. I'd rather hover here till my jetpack conks out and take my chances trying to swim back home.
Don't be a chump, Branson. You're over 9,000 miles from the nearest port.
You're over 9,000 miles from the nearest port.
Oh, good one.
Silence! Sorry about that.
Dottie, the only sort of people who say silence like that are villains.
I can't hear what you're saying. Are you telling her she sounded like a villain just now? Because...
Just bring us aboard already.
Fine.
Horses! His rocket has a giant robotic arm. That's keen.
I've seen better.
Welcome aboard, Dottie. Also, Branson, I note that you're here. Try not to touch anything you don't understand, which probably means just about everything.
Why don't you say that to my face, you...
Stop it! Both of you! What is going on?
Well, we're cruising at an altitude of 5,000 feet. I've just rescued you both using my patented hydraulic...
Not that!
Ask him to see the patent paperwork, Dottie. He's surely bluffing about that.
I mean, what is going on between you two? You're both agents of MUCUS. We're all on the same team, right? Right?
Yes.
So why are you both acting like this?
This guy thinks you can just put on a leather helmet, fire up a rocket, and
pull
yourself
a space
hero.
One at a time. Captain Chapman, you go first.
Well, Dottie, it's like this. When I joined the Ministry, I brought something fresh and exciting to the team. A rocket ship. And the necessary skills to pilot same. Then this joker comes along, and suddenly the bar for being a rocket hero is lowered forever. But more than that, now I can't go anywhere without people thinking I'm Herc Branson, when I'm clearly Stag Chapman. We're absolutely nothing alike. It's the worst. And so is he.
On this point, we can agree. Except change out all the references to me being the worst and change them to him being the worst and, swap around everything else so it applies to me. You get what I mean.
Stag, don't think I don't appreciate being rescued. And Herc, don't think I also don't appreciate everything you've done for me so far. But I'm on an extremely important mission, and I don't have time for grown-ups acting like...
What? Acting like what?
Daddy, are you all right?
Horses!
What is it?
I know what the problem is with you two. I've seen this so many times before. And very recently, too. You don't hate each other.
You sure about that?
Pretty certain I do.
No, you don't hate each other at all because you're in love.
You don't suppose she's onto something, do you, Branson?
I think she might be.
Oh, kiss me, you rugged, square-jawed swashbuckler of the spaceways.
No, you kiss me, you suave, two-fisted rocket jockey.
Horses. I'll just give you two a little privacy. I saw some big windows over on the other side of the rocket. Maybe I can... That's the trouble alert on my electrodynophone. That must mean my robot's in trouble. Horses, he's in a fight with another robot. I have to get out there and help. That's not a robot. It's a robot suit. And inside it is the mad scientist I'm trying to rescue Mr. Alf from. The robot smith.
Silence.
Tune in again for our next exciting installment, The Raging Wrath of the Robot Smith, only on Sarcastic Voyage Theater.